our subconscious is a goal-striving, goal-getting machine, and it will not stop until it gets exactly what your dominant thoughts focus on. Doesn't matter who you are, we are all goal-driven. All of us. But the thing is, some people have a chosen goal and some people just leave it to the massive confusion that's going on inside, which delivers them to something that they don't usually want. We are, by default, negatively wired. If you don't have a focus on a goal or a mission, and this is generally in life, you will find that you end up becoming a victim of your circumstances. You get lost in the journey. Something happens, something major happens, and you become a victim of your circumstances because you've got nothing bigger pulling you through. And the reason for that, it comes down to our evolution. Our evolution, as far as evolution is concerned, it wants us to keep doing what we did yesterday and the day before, because as far as it's concerned, that's what's kept us alive until today. It doesn't give a shit if you're happy or sad, whether it's a good situation or not. It wants to keep us in a repeat habit loop, okay? So if you're thinking negative thoughts, and we do, because we're wired that way, if you're thinking negative thoughts, you will keep getting more of that. You will keep getting more and more of that. And you have to change your mindset around that. And the only way you can do that is by having clearly defined goals. Because if you don't have a clearly defined goal, what are we giving to you? And that will be based on what your thoughts are. At the end of the day, you've got to define what your purpose is. And the problem is, when you're young and you haven't had many experiences in life, that means that you need to get out there and stop throwing yourself into loads of different experiences, because you need to start defining what really makes you tick. So it's about defining your purpose. Initially, you've really got to step into the short-term discomfort for long-term gain and start doing things in life. You know, not start following someone else's path and being, you know, follow the program, so to speak. But, and then later in life, if you're like, had loads of experiences, it's about sitting down and write down all the things that really excited you. You need to define your purpose. What is your purpose in life? You know, once you do that, you define, going back over history, where have I felt really good about myself? What have I enjoyed most? And then you will start to define your purpose. You start visualizing, you start thinking about, thing is, look, if I want to pass an exam, a lot of people, the way we're wired, and this comes down to evolution, because we're always looking for the negatives. We all know that once you create an idea in your head, we always look for things that are going to go wrong. We don't sit there and focus about how great it's going to be when we get that. Whether that's starting a new business, relationship, whatever it is, whether it's taking your exams, you always think about the panic of not passing, the panic of what could go wrong, and that's what we end up visualizing. You know what I mean? And it's about just changing that energy to be more positive. So really, the thing is with this, you'll get so many people that disbelieve and will never engage in it. But when they do it once, they only need a little taste. And once they've got a little taste to know that this stuff really does work, that will change their life forever. Once you've got yourself lined up spiritually, once you've created that bandwidth that is way away from fear, because fear doesn't allow for creativity, the opportunities are already there. Everything's already lined up. A lot of people say in life that, I can't wait for the opportunities to line up. They're already there. It's you that's got to line yourself up. And that's when you come from a place of belief and when you're not living in a state of fear. And unfortunately, at the moment, it's amplified at the moment, fear is driving society. Through the news, through everything, fear is driving society, because that's the only way you can control a society. We're living in a state. You look at the news. You look at the newspapers. Everything is fear. But once you disengage from that, I don't read any newspapers. I don't watch the news. I don't watch TV. If I do watch TV, it's something very specific, you know, a film or whatever. But I'm very conscious about the content that goes into here. And really, you know, once people have a taste of visualization, you know, I do online courses where I get people to sit down and meditate. For me, meditation, again, people think, how can this guy from the Special Forces meditate? That's Glastonbury hippie stuff. Meditation for me is my focused attention at an intention. It's my moment for me to visualize, create calmness in here, and be able to visualize on what I want. Okay? And once I learn to create that stillness of mind, it allows that clarity of vision to what I want. Our heads have 70,000 thoughts going round each day. Now, if you don't focus on some things that you want out of that 70,000 thoughts, you're going to end up with a load of crap that you don't want. And that's the problem with people. They allow the 70,000 thoughts just to be like this washing machine of ideas, and they don't define what they want in life. So that's why they're basically just bouncing like a pinball from side to side, not knowing where they're going, and that's being decided for them. But it's just about creating clear vision and intent for what you want. And that, for me, you know, is such an important process, in which came years later. That morning routine for me is a life changer. You know, it's where I set myself up for each and every day, and I dominate each and every day. So really, for me, it's always been about the fact that I visualize where I want to be when times are tough, when times are hard, when things are going really wrong. I visualize, I've got a vision of where I want to be, and it's that one thing that pulls me through, and I don't get bogged down in the situation. When it comes to humans, we don't even know our true power. It's been so hidden from us by social programming, education, that we don't know our true power. And we have got so much. Every person on this planet has a gift. Everyone has the same skills. Everyone has the ability to create the lifestyle that they want. And those amazing, that amazing gift has been taken away from us because we've been programmed socially, through education, everything. You know, we've lost our power. I didn't find my purpose until 2011. You know, and that was when I was rescuing the kids from child prostitution slavery in Thailand, and I didn't know the gift that would give me. You know, and so for me, I wasn't searching for my purpose. I didn't know there was such a thing as defining your purpose. At that point, I just thought I just couldn't find anything that would satisfy me, and my life was just haywire. You know, and then I went over to Thailand. We were involved in operations rescuing kids from child prostitution slavery. You know, and going and infiltrating enemy camps and getting the kids out. And that, for me, when I actually saw these kids then go to the orphanage, and then a week later or a couple of weeks later you're seeing these kids, you know, very young kids walking down the street with a school uniform on and a satchel. And only weeks before they were about to be sold into some brothel. That is rewarding. Well, you have to start getting experiences in life. You really have to start pushing the bar, whether that's travel, whether that's, you know, everyone will have a passion or a desire to be something. You know what I mean? And whether that's someone that wants to travel a lot, whether that's someone that wants to be in business, you've got to start pushing the boat out and start experiencing with things. You know what I mean? So you've really got to push the boat out, and some experiences you're not going to enjoy. But you start noting down the things you do enjoy, and before you know it, you can define a purpose of where you're supposed to be and what floats your boat. I'd found my purpose. I saw the power of helping other people. And that is such a phenomenal gift. When you actually help people less fortunate than you, or just in general anyway, I think that is something that we have lost the power to harness. Everyone is like hunting for the most social media followers, the more followers on Instagram, whatever it is. Even in a place of work, when you're working on the same team, there's people fighting against each other because they want the kudos of being better than the other person. You know, we forgot how to work together. There's not many people that do selfless acts of kindness anymore for someone for no reward. And that, for me, you know, I paid to go over there. There was no reward for me helping these kids. And that was the biggest reward in itself. It was phenomenal.